here we find ourselves dislocated, not where we expected to be on this most holy of nights. This week has been a very interesting week of ministry. We found out on Tuesday morning that the heat in the Blauenberg sanctuary wasn't working. By midday on Tuesday, we understood why, and the rest of the day Tuesday and all of Wednesday, we tried our best to find a way to restore the heat in our beautiful and beloved sanctuary. We tried our best to avoid being dislocated this evening. By Wednesday night, as the consistory gathered to discuss what to do, it had become clear that the best solution available to us was to become dislocated, to take advantage of the warmth and hospitality of our congregation, the congregation here at Greekstown. And so here we find ourselves, dislocated, not where we hoped or expected to be. Of course, that experience of being dislocated is a feature of the Christmas story itself. In Matthew's telling of Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph have to flee. They flee Bethlehem, Jesus' birth town, as King Herod is threatening young Jesus' life. Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Wonderful Counselor, Son of the Everlasting Father, Mighty God, and Prince of Peace, his infant life is put at risk. And so Matthew tells us that Mary and Joseph take Jesus, and under the cover of night, they flee Bethlehem as political refugees, out of Bethlehem, most likely through the land of Gaza, as asylum seekers, and they settle in Egypt. Now, personally, I love to travel at Christmas time. Growing up, my family made an annual cross-country trip in late December to be at my grandmother's house for Christmas. Now that I am a husband and a father, it is a wonderful tradition that my family has, that we get in our family minivan and we drive through Pennsylvania and Ohio and into Michigan to see and to stay with our family and good friends. We're leaving on that trip tomorrow morning. And being dislocated, therefore, is part of what it means for me to celebrate Christmas. But for Mary and for Joseph and for the baby Jesus, traveling on that first Christmas was not a cheerful or a joyful experience. In Luke's telling of the birth of Jesus, Mary and Joseph are also dislocated, not because of King Herod this time, but due to another earthly king, the Emperor Augustus. Augustus wishes to know the extent of his earthly kingdom. He wished to count and to number, to register, to control, and to organize the people under his reign. And so Joseph and his very pregnant wife, Mary, are forced to be dislocated from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. It seems so often the case in this world that the poor and the weak are driven to and fro by the unmerciful winds of tyrants and disasters. And yet, as the nations roil and rage, as people's lives are uprooted and dislocated, we see in the gospel stories that even in the midst of all of that trouble, God's plans are still able to unfold. Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem, and if it's not bad enough that they have to travel all that way, then when they make it there to that unfamiliar place, they find no welcome, no hospitality, no place to stay. There is no room in the inns. They are the servants of the living God, visited by angels, directed and overshadowed by the empowerment of God's Spirit, and still they are unable to find sanctuary in Bethlehem. They are unable to find a suitable place to lay their heads. Doors are shut in their faces. They are turned away here and there until finally, resigned to their homelessness, they sneak into a back building, a shed, where at least they will have some relief from the worst of the elements outside. And it is there, in a temporary shelter, wearied by the road, fearful for what decisions the powerful will make next, unsure of what the future might hold, it is there, in that experience of exile and dislocation, it is there that Mary and Joseph's faces are the first to see the dawning of love's pure light. It is in that unfamiliar and unwelcomed experience of dislocation that Mary and Joseph experience the birth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus' story begins with an experience of dislocation. This week, as we ourselves find ourselves exiled and dislocated from our beloved sanctuary in Blauenberg, as we join Mary and Joseph in their experience of saying, why are we here? How did we get to this point? And this is not where I expected to be this evening. As we find ourselves dislocated, what message does God have for us? Perhaps tonight God is reminding us that Jesus came in a dislocated way because God's people are a dislocated people. At the time of Jesus' birth, God's people felt dislocated in a matter of place, both terrestrial and spiritual. They had been conquered and they were controlled by their enemies. They were commanded by the whims of tyrants. Spiritually, many feared and believed that the forces of evil had been handed the reins of history. At the time of Jesus' birth, God's people felt scattered and exiled and dislocated. God's people felt scattered without a leader, like sheep without a shepherd, lost in the wilderness. What they hoped for was a king who would gather them back and give them a place, any place, in the kingdom where they truly belonged. They hoped for a fisher of men who would cast out nets to draw them in again. They hoped for a healer who would wash them free of their blemishes, bind up their broken hearts, straighten their backs, give power to their wearied feet and legs, break down the barriers, take them by the hand, lift them from their beds, and return them to their proper place. They hoped for a shepherd who would scale any cliff, no matter how treacherous, and descend any valley, no matter how shadowy and dark. A shepherd who would work tirelessly to find them and to carry them and to bring them back to the fold. They hoped for a savior who would locate them and bring them home. Jesus' dislocated birth was not what many would have expected for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But his birth shows us the way of the Lord. Jesus comes as Emmanuel, a name which means God with us. And as Emmanuel, Jesus' way was to be with God's people. Jesus came dislocated to be with his dislocated people, to join them, and in joining them to bring them the good news that even in exile, even in refugee camps, even in line for asylum, even in a cattle shed in Bethlehem, even in an experience of dislocation when we look around and say, how in the world did I end up here? Even in our experiences of dislocation, God's kingdom breaks into our experience, and God is with us. The dawn of love's pure light is here. And it is there, and it is wherever we or you find ourselves, physically and spiritually, this day and every day. Jesus came in a dislocated way because Jesus came to be with us, to love us, to be with God's dislocated people. In our exile, in our experiences of being far from home, even way out here in Grigstown, Jesus is with us. Jesus is here, born this day, to bring us the good and the challenging news that no matter where life brings us, no matter where we find sanctuary in this world, because he is Emmanuel, even in our times of dislocation, we are right where we belong. We are in God's household of faith, counted as children in God's family. Here, everywhere, we have a place in God's kingdom. Thanks be to God. Amen.